Tony Blair has got Gordon Brown to admit where the security leak came from and is now saying goodbye to the Governator Arnold Schwarzenegger before he plugs it. The leak, that is.
Jesus, Arnie, can't you use the door?
Negative. Tony, my work here is done. I go back to California now.
Yes, okay. Thanks for your help. We know who leaked the security info now.
Bloody hell! What happened to the door, Tony?
Arnie DIY'd it.
Yeah, fatty. You can have your clothes back. I'll go back to my beloved harem of Humvees.
Sorry to see you go, Arnie.
Look me up sometime, fatty, huh? I like you. I take you to Hollywood parties. We get drunk, have fun, ogle women.
Great. I love drunk ogling.
Yes, I'll do that too, Arnie. You know, hang out with you and your Hollywood friends.
I was talking to fatty. Stand back. Time to transport.
Just a question, Arnold, sir. Why do you have to be naked for this?
No reason. Hasta la vista, fatty.
Oh, lovely fella.
Yes, whatever, John. Anyway, what are you doing here?
Just to say your celebrity lifestyle advisor is on her way up to see you.
Good. Her security breach could have serious implications.
Well, Tony, if you hire a fat slapper like Jade Goody, what do you expect? So don't be too hard on her.
Here, who said hard on? What's your Prime Minister? Who's been bashing your back door in, eh? All right, fatso.
Look, Jade, sit.
I'm not a dog. Look, am I in trouble? Because if it's about me chucking up over that painting, I've got an excuse. I was hammered, yeah?
No, it's not that. We found out it was you who's been responsible for a breach in my personal security.
Oh, you filthy bugger! I wouldn't breach your personal security even if you paid me.
Look, Jade, we know that it was you who leaked the details of George Bush's plans for this G8 summit.
You're having a laugh, ain't ya? I've done nothing, honest.
Now, lass, Gordon told us everything.
Fucking hell! You can't trust no one! He bleeding tricked me!
What do you mean, tricked?
See, I was having a bevy in the boozer after I got your fancy dress outfits when that Scotskit cornered me and I had to reveal everything. And I mean everything! Fucking Rohypnol.
Hang on. Fancy dress? Outfits? You mean to say this has all been about the G8 summit fancy dress ball?
You got a problem with that, Prescott?
Well, overreaction, don't you think? What with Arnie's killing spree and all?
Oh, never mind that. George and I were going as Jedi Knights, but because bloody Gordon leaked the details, Shyrak and Shoda are now going as Jedis.
So?
Well, our plans have been ruined. If we want to win the Best Dressed Leaders competition, we'll need some cracking new outfits.
Here, Tony, can I be excused? I'm busting for a dump.
Don't forget to flush this time.
Whack my bush.
Right, time to deal with Gordon. Go get him, John.
I can't, Tony.
What do you mean?
Not until the show's over.
What are you talking about?
Turn on the telly, Tony. You'll see.
It's day one and our celebrity housemates are working out the budget for their weekly food spend. I can't believe you're taking VAT and national insurance contributions for this food budget, Gordon.
We have to prepare for our future prosperity. Prosperity for all in the Big Brother house, Mr. Jackson.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. Damn it. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I could be doing some crappy bank adverts instead of this shit.
Well, why did they choose him and not me?
No one likes you, Tony.
It's not the point. They would have. I could have redeemed myself in front of millions. You know, played the guitar, connected with the youth, showed my touchy-feely side.
You'd go to prison for that.
What would you know, you fat git? Bloody Gordon's cornering the popular vote. That's the point.
Hang on. What's happening now?
Big Brother has decided that one of the celebrity housemates will have to spend the whole night locked in a garbage can full of rats listening to Sting's latest lecture album. If you want Samuel L. Jackson to do this challenge, then phone 0800-000-001. For Gordon Brown, call 0800-000-002. For Vanessa Feltz, call 0800...
John, give me the phone.
But I've just topped it up.
Tough. I hate rats, and I want to see them suffer.
Who'll be bored by Sting first, Gordon or the rats? Will the fat slapper flush, or will there be a floater in the morning? What costume should Tony and George wear? Any ideas? Two bitches? Pair of testicles? Find out in the next Utterly Tasteless episode of...
Whack My Bush.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. You expect people to go to this website, whackmybush.com, and donate a few bucks for that pile of shit? It just ain't cool for school.
Sam, we can't pay for this unless they do.
You're shitting me. Donate some cash, motherfuckers. Well, I'm gonna get medieval on your ass.